This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The American military in Iraq says 54 insurgents were killed yesterday in the central Iraqi town of Samarra after U.S. troops fought off simultaneous attacks against their convoys. The soldiers were delivering new Iraqi currency to banks in the town when the coordinated attacks occurred. It was the deadliest battle since the fall of Saddam Hussein. Many of the dead were said to be wearing the uniforms of Saddam's Fedayeen militia. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to Samarra today. See any evidence there of this firefight?
Bob, I saw evidence of a major shootout in the central squares of the city. Entire facades of buildings have been riddled with bullet holes from heavy machine guns. Shop windows had been shot up. I estimate dozens of cars were also damaged by a hail of gunfire, some reduced to burnt hulks. There was even a bus that was sitting in the parking lot of the hospital, which had also been set on fire by some kind of explosion. And less than 100 yards from there, a pool of blood next to a small mosque where locals say a mortar shell landed, which killed a father and injured two of his young sons.
What information is the U.S. military providing about the fighting?
By their figures, this was a major victory against Iraqi insurgents. They say that several American convoys were attacked by multiple ambushes at the same time in the center of town, that resistance fighters tried to build a barricade to block in those convoys. And in the ensuing gun battle, U.S. forces used Bradley fighting vehicles and tanks to fire back at the insurgents, killing more than 50 of them by U.S. military figures. And again, some of them, they say, were wearing Fedayeen militia uniforms.
But the Iraqis drew a different picture.
A very different picture, Bob. They're describing a protracted gun battle yesterday afternoon, but they all insisted that the U.S. forces were not being shot at. They said that lines of American military vehicles came rolling into town and in some cases driving over and crushing vehicles. I did see evidence of that. And then they said that the American forces opened fire indiscriminately in crowded marketplaces. At the hospital, doctors said they had had more than 50 wounded, and they said that most of them were children and women, for instance, women finishing a shift at the local pharmaceutical factory. They say there were at least 7 killed, and some of the casualties were said to include Iranian pilgrims who were visiting a holy shrine in that town that also suffered some damage as a result of the shooting. I have to add that Samarra is a town that's very hostile to the U.S. occupation. The U.S. allies on the ground there, the Iraqi Civil Defense Corps, they cover their faces for fear of being attacked after work, and there's a lot of anti-American propaganda spray-painted on the walls, people teaching their kids in front of my eyes how to roll a finger across their throats and say death to America.
There were other attacks over the weekend.
Yeah, it was a really bloody weekend for the allies of the U.S. on the ground. 2 South Korean contractors killed yesterday, not far from Samarra, 2 more wounded. And on Saturday, in the same area, 2 Japanese diplomats murdered. Also, a Colombian contractor who was working with the U.S. military killed north of Baghdad. And all this on top of 7 Spanish intelligence officers who were gunned down in an ambush south of Baghdad on Saturday. Angry locals were later seen kicking the bodies of the dead Spaniards.
NPR's Ivan Watson in the central Iraqi town of Samarra.